This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Barbara Webster. Barbara is with Quilt Trails of Western North Carolina. She joins us from time to time. It's been a while since we've seen her. She joins us today to talk about quilt trails, map tour guides, Arbuckle Coffee, and more. Welcome, Barbara.
I appreciate you having me on again. For those new to the area, those colorful painted quilt squares you're seeing on barns and buildings are quilt blocks, and each block has a great story behind it. There are so many blocks up now that we have created 9 different trails. You can buy maps of the trails in Spruce Pine at the Home of the Perfect Christmas Tree, and in Burnsville at Needle Me This Quilt Shop, David's Limited Clothing Store, in the Garden Restaurant, or our Quilt Trails gift shop at the Chamber of Commerce on Main Street. In addition to the 16-page map that shows all 9 trails, you can also buy any of 9 different tour guides. Each guide has a map for that trail, plus all the stories behind the blocks on the trail. The 9 trails are Burnsville, Bakersville, Green Mountain, Lickskillet, Pensacola, CeeLo, Spruce Pine, Arbuckle, and Bee Log. We also have pins you can buy of all the blocks, and the cards that the pins come on have an abbreviated story about the block. Our most exciting new addition to the Quilt Trails gift shop is Arbuckle Coffee. Now, you may be wondering what on earth Quilt Trails is doing selling coffee, but out on Arbuckle Road off Highway 19 in Yancey County, you will find a quilt block called Arbuckle Coffee Pot. Arbuckle Road was named for Samuel Howell, whose nickname was Arbuckle because he drank so much Arbuckle coffee. When the road was built and named after Samuel, it became Arbuckle Road. When we learned of this, we designed the quilt block to help tell the story. Further research uncovered some other interesting Arbuckle facts. Traveling salesmen came through the western North Carolina area selling Arbuckle coffee. During construction of the Linville River Railroad in 1896, a local bootlegger supplied many of the laborers moonshine. The cash-strapped workers often bartered Arbuckle coffee for illegal whiskey. The bootlegger preferred this brand because the paper wrappers contained coupons that could be sent to Arbuckle Brothers in exchange for a variety of merchandise such as handkerchiefs, razors, scissors, and even wedding rings. It was several decades before the mountain folks stopped referring to the Linville River Railroad as the Arbuckle Coffee Line. So we wanted to know if Arbuckle coffee was still made, and we discovered that it is, and that it is organic and fair trade coffee, and roasted in a special patented way without water that lets the coffee beans keep their flavor longer. So you can come buy a small package in our gift shop, which is just enough to make a pot full, or you can buy it by the cup at Mary Jane's Bakery in Burnsville. We think we're the only place in the state where you can get Arbuckle coffee. We hope you'll be able to come see us at the Mount Mitchell Craft Fair, where we will be selling Arbuckle coffee. We'll have a special paint-your-own t-shirt booth. If you'd like to volunteer to help at any of our events, or to help paint, or to get a quilt block on your building, call us at 828-682-7331. That's 828-682-7331.
Barbara, you mean all those beautifully designed things on sides of barns and buildings? They mean something, right?
They do. Every single one of those blocks has a really great story behind it.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.